Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Magnificent Vibration is the debut novel from Rick Springfield, the Grammy Award winner, musician, actor, and New York Times best-selling author of Late, Late at Night, which Rolling Stone hailed as one of the top 25 memoirs of all time. Centered on a 1-800 number to God, Magnificent Vibration is a novel that takes readers on a roller coaster ride through the many stages of faith, doubt, and deliverance. Again, the title is Magnificent Vibration, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Rick Springfield to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks.
So what brought you to this particular topic and before that, wanting to write a novel?
I started out as a kid wanting to be a writer. I read a lot and really only got any decent attention at school in my schoolwork for my essays, and all the teachers were advising me to be a writer. So I always kind of had that in mind, and then I discovered music and songwriting took over, so it kind of went in that direction. But I'd always wanted to get back to it, and I wrote my own autobiography, so that showed me I could actually finish a book. And so my publisher liked my writing style and my voice, so she said, I should be writing novels, so I gave it a shot.
So was this a story that had been in you, an idea that you had had for a while?
No, but there's thoughts that I've been going around my head for a long time. Certainly, my fear for the environment and really wanting to have a talk with God would have been certainly a highlight of my day, and I think a highlight of anyone's day. That's really where the novel started out, is just the conversation. What would happen if some guy had a phone number and it was God? And I was surprised that God turned out to have a bit of an attitude and be kind of upset with the way we're handling his beautiful planet.
And through the conversations that Bobby has with God, you get to ask a lot of questions and ultimately discuss these things that are on your mind.
Yeah. And sometimes the answers aren't what I wanted to hear or what he wanted to hear.
And was that fun to play with in the sense of, okay, and ultimately what you realize is, okay, everything is, some things are going to turn out okay, some things are not going to turn out okay, mm-hmm. and you have to learn to deal with both.
Yeah, I believe that. I'd be horrified to think that all our lives are planned out and guided by God, because we screw up so constantly and do such terrible things. I'd be beside myself thinking that was God's choice for me. So, I really believe that we're presented with options, and what direction we take with those options, whether good or bad, is our choice, and we suffer the consequences and the victories of our choices. And we learn from that. That's the journey of life, is to form who you are through your life, the hits and the misses.
These characters take a journey very much, and God is really putting them both, Bobby and Alice, through their paces, isn't he? Or she?
Yeah, definitely. They, God is, presents options, and life presents options, but it's God leaves it up to them to decide what path they want to take with them all.
The phrase you decide on is omnipotent supreme being,
mm-hmm.
OSB for short. Did the writing of the novel have you thinking about faith and spirituality?
Well, I do all the time anyway. That's one of my constant searches, and I think everyone goes through that. And I've just gone, it's been pretty constant with me. So I write about stuff that I enjoy and that I'm curious about, and that includes God and the Loch Ness Monster and whatever else I write about that interests me. It's, you only write about stuff that gets you excited.
I was going to ask you about the Loch Ness Monster. How did you get excited in the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, it represents that UFO, alien, you know, Bigfoot thing that we all is somewhere in us. I'm sure there are, you know, people who completely deny that there's any possibility, but I love the possibility that maybe somewhere there's something we don't understand, even on our own planet. I've always been drawn to that kind of stuff.
As far as music, it still plays so much a part of your life. You do many, many dates throughout the year. So is writing the song still the high point of that career pursuit?
Yeah, writing has always been the start of everything for me. The first thing I did when I picked up a guitar was try and write something rather than play someone else's. And that's always been the focus for me, is writing, became writing songs. But writing's putting thoughts into encapsulating them, hopefully, in a unique, possibly meaningful way has always been my goal as a writer. Even, you know, a song like Jesse's Girl is from my heart. Says something in a fairly unique way, which is probably why it's still around.
Yeah, and do you think about that, of what it is, of what a song like that has to have to have the endurance that it has?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really knows. I think a lot of it's social and timing and where people are in their lives when they first hear it, and if it's picked up by another generation is really kind of up to the gods, you know.
You were talking about in songwriting of having that be, you know, you're looking at something very specific, and obviously it's very short. So when you're writing a novel, is there a great freedom that comes with that?
Yeah, there is, but there's also a great, the songwriting process is a good discipline too in itself. I mean, just the fact that there's meter and most of the time rhyming sometimes pushes you in a direction you wouldn't normally go, and I've seen that often with songwriting, and I think that's a great aspect to songwriting that the novel doesn't have. A novel is completely free form; you can go anywhere you want. So there's pluses on both sides, really. Certainly, it takes a lot less time to write a 3-minute song.
But I like the idea of what you were just explaining, of how it pushes you into a direction because of the rhyme and meter that perhaps you wouldn't have gone elsewhere because it...
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of, a rhyming word can set off a whole new line of thought, you know. How can I make this rhyme? And then suddenly this word comes in, you go, oh, and it pulls something from another area that you weren't really looking at. Whereas with prose, you don't have that discipline to push you in another direction, but you do have an enormous amount of freedom that you don't have in the song, 3-minute song. You can spend more time developing other ideas and going in other directions because you've got a couple of pages rather than 2 lines to do it in.
Were you?
But, you know, you still got to keep it interesting and keep people's attention. You can't just blather on. So, you know, there's that discipline, too, to look at it and go, does this hold my attention for the whole page?
Did you find yourself, as I assume you would in songwriting, of laboring over a sentence?
I do over sentences, over lines and songs. In the writing a book, it's more, I haven't really written in chapters. They're more like I just change fonts and change people talking. There's no chapters in Magnificent Vibration.
Right.
But, you know, I'd go over each section, and sometimes I go over the section 20 times just to get into the next section to get a roll going and change it pretty drastically, just kind of rereading it almost. But it would set me up into the next section so that it would feel kind of like it flows to a degree. And also I'd get ideas of where to go with that new section.
Could you write anywhere, or did you have to be very disciplined?
No, I write everywhere. I love planes because there's no noise apart from the jets and sea above. And you're kind of a captive audience.
And you like that?
Yeah, I love that. I love I can't sit still for very long, so playing I have to, so I'm kind of stuck here. So it's great to be able to do something constructive with that time.
And you're still on the road a lot, performing a lot, so you get that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, mostly, you know, on the road, your schedule can look pretty full, and it is, but a lot of it's travel, and that's when I write. There's a lot more time spent traveling than actually standing on stage.
The new book is Magnificent Vibration, a novel sometimes heavenly intervention can put you through hell, it says on the cover. The book is published by Touchstone. Rick Springfield, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck with the book, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the novel is Magnificent Vibration by Rick Springfield, published by Touchstone. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.